Thank you for listening to this podcast from KX93.5, Laguna's only FM. We invite you to listen to more music and talk on our grassroots non-profit radio station in Laguna Beach, California, from anywhere in the world on kx935.com/listen or on our smartphone apps. But right now, here's that podcast from KX93.5. In a few weeks' time, June 22nd, Jazz Wednesdays continues from Laguna Beach Live. They just, I always say this, go from strength to strength. It's like a branding for me. It's like a cliche almost, but they do, they really do. And there's a show on June 22nd at the Rose Garden, beautiful venue at Hotel Laguna. It's from 6 to 8pm, but that won't do you any good if you don't have any tickets right now because it's sold out. And it's sold out because the musician performing will be Will Brahm, and he's here with me right now. Hello, Will.
Hey, Jason. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, it's an absolute pleasure. Very nice to meet you. How should we introduce you? Born in Portland, Oregon?
Yes, born and raised in Portland, Oregon.
That's cool.
Moved to Southern California for college.
Right. Yep. And now you're living in?
In East Los Angeles, in Boyle Heights.
Right. So most people come from Portland, and they go to Los Feliz, which is just like Portland.
Right. Well, yeah, Los Feliz is nice, but Boyle Heights is a little more mellow, a little less pretentious.
Right, a little more down to earth.
Nothing against Los Feliz.
No, all right, whatever, but I kind of have.
I just like neighborhoods, you know?
Yeah. Well, Boyle Heights is famously a lot of immigrants and stuff, so
yeah.
So you fit in there.
Including me, right?
Right, yeah. You've got a bachelor's degree in jazz guitar performance. I've been watching videos this morning, and you're clearly a virtuoso, put people like me to shame. I'm just a hack. And the music's brilliant, and it's really interesting because you're doing jazz. You're playing jazz, but you're also playing classical pieces in a sort of jazz style. Well, sitting with a jazz guitar.
Mm-hmm. A lot of Latin influence, Cuban influence, with classical repertoire and or jazz tunes or originals also. So I basically am just throwing together all the types of music that I really enjoy. And just doing my own thing with this band.
And the band is called Homenage.
Actually,
how do you pronounce
Homenage? Everyone asks that. Don't worry. It's Spanish for homage, which we're just paying homage to basically being open-minded individuals.
I just
musicians.
Did that thing that I just so embarrassed.
People tell me that I picked a terrible name for marketing purposes because no one. They'll like recognize the way it looks, but like no one knows how to pronounce it.
So. Not at first. If you stop for a second, you know that in Spanish, often certainly in the middle
silent.
Of the J is a.
Yeah.
So paying homage to Cuban and African music, and because a lot of those older guys, like from the what was that movie about the Cuban band, very famous, about a club they call it a something night club.
I don't know. I should watch it.
It's so famous. Anyway, they're all dying off now, the old guard.
Right.
And now that the Americans are there in Cuba, things are going to change, aren't they?
Yeah, my roommate actually, he plays changui, which is traditional Cuban music, and he recently visited Cuba to help film a documentary over there. And so he brought back, lots of experience in Cuban cigars. And it's pretty magical over there from what I've heard. I hope to visit soon.
Yeah,
before there's too many Starbucks over there.
Yeah, right, really. Now, we're going to play a track by you guys, and I want to talk a little bit because it's not Cuban; it's kind of French, really.
Yes, with some Latin influence.
Well, your arrangement of it has got a Latin influence,
yeah.
But it's famously a French Edith Piaf,
yes,
La Vie en Rose, and I'll just tell you, let's play it, and then we'll have a talk about it afterwards. So, is this the band? Is this your band? This is the band,
Homenaje. This is the band, Homenaje. Jordan Richards on bass, James Oshizawa on percussion, myself on guitar, and Genevieve Artadi on vocals.
All right, well, if I hit this button here with any luck, it's going to play.
Here we go.
Il me parle tout bas, je vois la
Right, Will Brown on KX 93.5. And the band is, wait a minute, Los, tell me again.
Omanahe.
Omanahe. It's called Omanahe.
But, well, the H is silent, so it's O.
Los, wait a minute.
Omanahe.
Omanahe. All right, you see, it is a terrible name. Sorry.
I'll do little pronunciations under the text from now on. I should do that. I've thought about that for months.
No, it's fine. It's just idiots like me. And once you know it, Omanahe, that's it.
Mm-hmm.
You're good. You just have to.
You got it now.
Somebody has to say it first, though. So that tune, sort of classic Edith Piaf tune, not a jazz standard so much, really, yeah. But a sort of, as you were saying to me while it was playing, it was kind of a pop song back in the day. And I've heard a version of it by Louis Armstrong as well. Have you heard that?
Oh yeah,
really great.
Love that version.
Yeah, really cool. So. And by the way, that the Cuban thing, Buena Vista Social Club.
Yeah, yeah.
Remember, so it was Ry Cooder went out with filmmaker Wim Wenders, and they went out to Cuba, and they met all these old dudes who'd been playing there forever. Nobody had heard them because of, you know, we weren't allowed to hear them.
Right.
And they made that movie back in the late 90s. Really worth seeing, Buena Vista Social Club. And there was an album associated with it too. So tell us about what's going to happen. Even the people, they can't go.
Right. Because it's sold out.
Yes.
If you stand outside the hotel and you put your ear against the wall, maybe you'll hear it.
You know what I would do if I was a listener to this? I would get online and just keep checking or call the number. You know, it's my wife, Ava. I hate to give her more work.
Yeah.
But call because people drop out. People, things happen. And I'm going to really see if I can squeeze out a couple of tickets from them to give away. I don't know whether they will do that or not. I don't know. Yeah. If they haven't got tickets, they haven't got tickets. You know what I mean? I haven't got that much juice. Only my wife. So I don't know, but we'll see. What can people expect that night? That is the sound, right?
That is the sound. So we're going to be joined by wonderful vocalist Christine Guter, who teaches vocal jazz at Cal State Long Beach, which is where I went to college for my undergrad.
Yeah.
And we'll be playing a lot of originals, some covers, some instrumental things, and plenty of pieces with Christine singing. So it'll be a nice timbre on all the songs.
Is it a rumba, that sound from Cuba, or is it the bossa nova? What is it?
That's more of a rumba. It's it's a 5/4 clave that my percussionist showed me, Antonio Sanchez.
Wait, clap it for me.
So it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
And then the offbeats on the clap.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Right, now I've
pretty
got it.
Cool,
okay.
Right?
What about, so, and a rumba, that's a rumba. So what's that? Bossa nova's difference, Brazilian.
That's more Brazilian. So that doesn't have as much of a clave as much as.
What's a clave when
clave,
it's at home?
There's either 3/2 clave, which is, and that's traditional rumba clave.
And that's what you're clapping. 1, 2, 3, 1, 2.
Yeah, 1, 2, 3, and 1, 2, 1.
And what's the time signature?
That's 4/4.
And that's in 4/4.
And then so that's 3/2 clave, and you can reverse it still in 4/4 to be 2/3. So 1, 1. You hear that like in salsa music?
Yeah.
And then there's the cascada.
Wow! I'm learning something here.
Yeah, I'm learning this stuff too. You know, I grew up in college playing straight ahead jazz. So
yeah.
So this really widens my spectrum of knowledge, you know, getting into the especially Cuban music, which is really funky stuff.
And the group, you know, musicians, people don't realize, but musicians, it's not just about being, everybody knows about, or most people have heard musicians talk about the pocket. Mm-hmm. Well, the pocket isn't a pointy thing. The pocket's got a sort of U-shaped thing.
Yeah.
And you can slide just before, just after the beat, and all of that stuff. And it's not, you know, that's where the great gifted people are. And I think this is true of yourself, that the just being able to do that, you're not thinking about it, right? This next note, I'm going to go just before.
You have to be intuitive beat to beat with it.
Yeah.
What I've noticed is when I play with musicians that are from, whether it's Latin America or Cuba or Venezuela or anything, their time feel is so much more loose. And so you listen for that clave, and it shifts slightly, like from bar to bar. It really does. And so you just have to roll with it, whereas a lot of Western civilization music is very, like you said, in the pocket and very on the beat.
Well, especially, you know,
and
since the advent of drum machines, hip-hop,
right.
Hip-hop is very much like that.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of what makes it cool,
yeah.
But it's very different
it's
from
different.
These more organic,
totally different.
Almost folk music kind of vibes, you know.
Yeah.
Wow, really interesting talking to you, Will. And the gig is, again, on June 22nd. I'm saying that, listen, if you want to see this music, and I really think, what a beautiful setting. It's going to be beautiful weather, you're in the Rose Garden. Well, that tells you everything about Hotel Laguna. Funky old Laguna and very pretty. And the music will be kind of sort of Caribbean. So it's just going to be a beautiful night. There's always good food there and really cool. If you can't get tickets, tough. But I think if you just keep on looking online, if you're serious about it, you'll find tickets, I would hope. All right, Will Bram, thank you for coming in, sir.
Thank you, Jason.
Really a pleasure to meet you.
Thank you.